I got two little bits here for you this morning. The one random one that made me hit record. I was just thinking about something I said to my brother yesterday. I told him that, I don't know, we were talking about, he's a programmer now, newer, past like 3 or 4 years. And we were just talking about programming or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I mean, even after his company is like considering making them take the like Java certification test or whatever. He's like, probably gonna like freaking fail. Like our senior developer failed it 3 times. And I'm like, yeah, dude. I mean, I was like, if I took like a PHP certification test, I'm positive I would fail. I'm almost positive I would fail because they would want me to do some freaking like antiquated or like obscure stuff. Like, use like baked in, SDKs from forever ago, or use whatever that I used to write database queries in. Remember like way back raw PHP days? How do you write database queries? Just like, oh, I don't know, but they're whatever. There's like built-in functions that if I saw them, it would bring me back. But, you know, I haven't like touched any of that stuff in forever. I just use, I can't think of it for some reason, but you know, I was eloquent, whatever. Anyway, they would make me do all that stuff. It'd be like, how well do you know the actual language? And I'd be like, dude, come on. Like, this doesn't mean anything. But the point is not that. The point is that I was like, I've been writing PHP for like 15 years. And I was thinking about that today. It's like, that's probably a lie. That, I guess, you know, technically, I probably, when I was 15 years old, I had probably written some PHP, and I guess by the time I was like 17, I was actually writing PHP, but not like, you know, not in a big way. So, but here's, maybe this makes it even a more compelling point. I think I said, I've been writing like PHP every day for the last 15 years. Okay. That's a lie because obviously not every day. But even back then, it was like probably sporadic waves of like a month here, a month there. Anyway, the point is that it was an exaggeration. And I'm known to make these exaggerations. And my wife, Hannah, always calls me out on them because I make them all the time. And they're not like lies because it's kind of like a lie to myself, you know? And especially if I start exaggerating something loosely, I'll like, because I just exaggerate things, I'll exaggerate it again the next time. And then it like gets like bigger and bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden I've been doing something for like a month when in reality I did it like 3 times. Like pretzel day, we have pretzel day at my house. If Anna was sitting right here, she'd be like, you're an idiot, we had it twice. You know, but like the way I talk, you would think that pretzel day is a time-honored tradition at my house where me and my little baby and Hannah make homemade pretzels every Thursday, which has happened twice. But if you're just a bystander, you think, oh, he's been doing this forever, this, you know, because that's the way that I say things. And part of it is just I just trick myself, where if I do something like, I say I go to the gym every day. I've only done that for like 3 weeks maybe, and one of those weeks I was in Mexico, so that didn't even happen. But my brother, he's in town right now, and he was like, anybody like got a gym membership? He's like looking to go to the gym while I'm in town. Like, and I was like, dude, I go every day. Like, come with me. I have an extra pass. And he's like, sick, let's do it. It's like, but for him, it's like, oh, wow. My brother just like goes to the gym every day. And I had no idea. Like, that's cool. But it's a lie. It's like, I've been going to the gym every day, but I missed an entire week and I didn't go yesterday. And I'm debating not going today, so like I'll probably never go again. You know, point is anyway, this something I've known about myself forever, and so I try not to do it. That I will always try not to do it, but my nature is to do it because I want to impress people. And I used to look at this as a bad thing. I used to look at it as like a characteristic of, you know, it's the opposite of the sage. The sage is always understates everything, doesn't mention that they go to the gym every day, or if they do, just says, oh, I have a membership. You know, they don't feel the need to say I go every day because you're sort of showing off or something, you know. The sage says none of these things. And I still hold that ideal because I don't know. I think it's okay to be one way and then strive to be the opposite, because wherever you lean, growth is tending growth is like usually in the opposite direction of where your nature takes you, I think. So sort of that there's counterpoints to that. But point is that I'm not saying that this is purely a good thing and I should lean into my tendency to exaggerate. I think I should still try to not, because I do think the wise man doesn't exaggerate. And in fact, probably what's the opposite of, probably understates, and then people are blown away, you know, I guess. But that's even some, like, for me, it's like, well, why do I want to do that? So that people can be like extra impressed, because they're like, oh, you didn't even say that, because they find out some accolade. Like, I have family members like this, who actually, the one in particular I'm thinking of, I think is truly a sage, and this isn't some like sick ego trip, but let's just pretend that it is. This person does extreme things and you only find out about them by digging. And then, you know, but it's like such a thing now that like everybody just digs, like, wait, what did you do? Oh, you ran a marathon yesterday? Like literally that kind of thing. And that they just won't tell you. And they'll almost hide it. They'll hide things. Actually, my buddy Mitch is like this too. He hides things. And then you find out, and you're like, dude, why didn't you tell me that? And there is some sort of like sick game here where it's like, how humble and how discreet and how like hidden can all of this be, so that you can be like the strong silent type, you know, who like doesn't need any form of praise or accolades and does everything for the intrinsic value of doing the thing. And then people find out and they think that, you know, whatever. If I were to do that, I would probably be doing that. I would have to put that mask on for the goal of being seen as that person, which is just kind of not even fixing the root problem of just like not caring. But anyway, I'm getting away from the point. The point is that I exaggerate, and there is a pro to exaggeration. And this is the pro. The tendency to exaggerate also is the tendency, I think, to foolishly bite off more than you can chew. You know, so maybe I can't actually, I'm not drawing a perfect line between the two, but it just feels so innately similar, that sensation where, oh, I could do that in a week, you know, or, oh, that's cool. Like, let's do it. Let's tear down that wall. Let's flip that attic. Let's whatever. And then, oh, it'll only take me. Oh, yeah, I could totally do that. Oh, yeah. You know, that's my life, is like, yeah, I could totally do that. And then you find out that it's a lot harder than you thought. But the point is that if you don't underestimate things, and if you properly estimate things, then you never get yourself underwater, or you never bite off more than you can chew. And when you bite off more than you can chew, often you end up rising to the occasion, probably because you have to, because you put yourself in this position, which is, again, story of my life. Why did I do this to myself? But here I am, and then I got to figure this out, and you know, and then I'm killing myself trying to get to some deadline or finish line. And then even that is its own sick form of like, it's like, oh, well, now when you're killing yourself, people go like, oh, man, you must be killing yourself. It's like, yeah, I totally am. You know, it's like, oh, I'm carrying this heavy load. But like, man, you picked up that heavy load yourself. Like, shut up. So I have that voice in my head that looks at me and goes, you're a fool. You're silly. But the reality is that it is just the way I am. It's my nature. And so there is something to just be said about embracing who you are, even if who you are isn't exactly who you want to be. But just kind of embracing and loving yourself and going like, yeah, you know what? You're kind of an idiot. And that's okay. And in fact, that idiocy does have a pretty distinct advantage. It gets you in over your head. And when you're in over your head, you rise to challenges you wouldn't have risen to before, because you would accurately measure what's involved and avoid that thing. But because I don't, I rise to challenges. And because I rise to challenges, I have outsized outcomes in my life of things, maybe financially, maybe materially, maybe skill-wise, maybe relationally, maybe situationally, you know, anything like that. It's just how it is. So I think it's kind of the nature of growth anyway. It's like tearing, it's like growing muscle. You have to rip muscle tissue and then it'll grow back stronger, that kind of thing. Like, you kind of have to push yourself past where you know, think you should. And I think most people who like accurately estimate something don't want to like put themselves in a position to kill themselves. So it takes somebody who's an idiot like myself to underestimate something and foolishly exaggerate their own capabilities to just go at something. And then, yeah. So anyway, this is my life. And it's okay to be the way I am. And if you're the same way, it's okay to be that way. And if you're not, good for you, because people like me look up to you and we go, man, they just effortlessly, you know, have these qualities that I strive for that seem to be opposite of my nature. But the reality is they're probably looking at me thinking the same thing in some way. So let's just all be happy. See ya.